Two things come together this Shabbos that scream to us. It's a time to speak about Achdus and Mitzvah Ben Al-Machaber, about Jewish unity and the Mitzvah between man and his friend. Of course, the Parsha itself, Parshas Mishpatim, it's all about Ben Al-Machaber, slaves, damages, lending money, being nice to Gerim, Shomrim, custodians. That's obvious. But besides that, it's also Parsha Shkolim, which excites us as it's a sign that the festive season of Purim and Pesach is right on the way as we get to the Arba Parshas, the special Parshas. Time to start drinking. You know, Heksher Mitzvah. Prepare yourselves. And if we think about Parsha Shkolim for a second, the whole message of Machzah Shekel, of half a shekel, Mashmiah Malah Shkolim, or Shkodesh Adar, they would be Mashmiah. They would say, it's time to start bringing your Shkolim, time to start bringing your half shekel. It shows a certain equality between everybody. Rich, poor, saintly, struggling. No matter who you are, you gave the same exact thing, half a shekel. It's amazing. Everyone gave exactly the same thing. And not only that, when we're misbona, if we think a little bit about what you gave half. What does a half mean? A half means that only together we whole. You give half, and I give half. And me without your half and you without my half are not complete. And we have to be together. So certainly the idea of Shkolim very much speaks about Achdus and equality amongst Klal Yisrael. And if you think about it more, think about a minyan. It's an amazing thing. You can have nine Rilyashivs. Nine Gedolei Ador. You know, they send sometimes the Gedolei Ador all together to the Kotel, to Davin, 4 hours before Rosh Hashanah, etc. So there are nine of them. They don't have a minyan. But 10 simple yidden, take 10 of us, 10 of me's, right? The simple ones amongst, and we have a minyan. And they can't say Kaddish and Kedusha, we can. Right? And Rav Eliashiv needs us and we need him. It's an amazing thing. And if we go further, not only is it Parshas Shkolim, and not only is Parshas Mishpatim, it's also Parshas Mevarchim, Shabbos Mevarchim. And I believe the only time we publicly say Chaverim Kol Yisrael, we're all Chaverim, we're all friends, every Yid, from whatever background is a Chaver. The Chaver is a lesson of Chibur, of connection. All Jewish people is connected. And finally, not only that, what else happens this Shabbos? It's an out Shabbos. It's kind of against the idea of Achdus. Maybe we should make it an in Shabbos. Rabbi Gil, can we do that?
Not too late.
Not too late, says Rabbi Gil, right? But what else is Rabbi Mose, is it? Whose yard site is it? It's the founder and the father of Ben Al-Machaber in a certain way in Klal Yisrael. It's Rabbi Sol Salanta's yard site. Rabbi Sol Salanta's yard site always comes out around Parshas Mishpatim. And this year it's special that it's exactly on Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. And everybody who knows is one of Rabbi Sol's greatest legacies to the Jewish people. And one of the things he brought into focus again was a refocus on Ben Al-Machaber, caring about your friends, caring about everyone. They say that based in Shomala, Rabbi Sol himself said, who's on the based in Shomala? And we talk about this term, based in Shomala, the based in of above. Who's that based in? Who's it made up of? The Malachim, who's on it? So Rabbi Sol said, you know who's on it? The Gedolei Ador of the last generation that passed away. Who can judge the generation correctly? Not Avram Avinu, not Moshe. It was the Gedolei of the last generation. Rabbi Yashiv is judging this generation. Rabbi Avi Yosef is judging this generation. From the based in Shomala. And Talmidim Rabbi Yisrael, the students of Rabbi Yisrael, said now that he's passed away, we have to be especially careful about Ben Al-Machaber, because we know what the Rebbe was always Toveya, and what the Rebbe always taught, and what he always emphasized was Ben Al-Machaber. And in this generation, we have to be especially careful, said the students of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Just a few examples. Rabbi Yisrael used to use a small shear, small amount of water in his home, in his house, for Netilas Yadayim. And we know that's a segula to use a lot of water. You have to realize in yeshiva, if you use more water, you have to use the drying machine for longer. So it's a cheshbon, you know. Especially for me. Remember my riddle from last in Shabbos, right? Everybody remembers the riddle,
yeah.
Right? What do you do spending a lot of time drying your hands? They don't get dry. That was part of the riddle. And the second riddle is, why do I like coming for Shabbos? Okay, you think about that later.
No hand dryers.
No hand dryers. That's it, right? You get towels on Shabbos when you come. Okay. So Rabbi Yisrael used a small shear in his house against the segula. And he said, you know why? Because back then, before running water, who brought the water? There was a mesharetes, a maid girl that used to have to go and schlepped the water. And Rishol said, for that meager, I'll use a smaller shear. I'll use less water in order that she doesn't have to be toreach herself. She doesn't have to trouble herself to bring more and more water. And Rishol, Pesach is coming up. And when it came time for Afias Matzis, the Talmidim asked Rishol, Rebbe, what's the biggest chumr? What should we focus on? What's our hither in Afias Matzis? Rishol said, don't work the almanas too hard. Right? Today we have big Yerushalmis making matzahs. Right? Back then, they used to have widows. I don't know how it worked. They did that thing, I don't know if that big Yerushalmis also. But the widows used to, the almanas, and you needed some extra shkalim, some extra rubles used to work. Rabbi Yisrael said, don't work them too hard. Right? Everybody knows from Rabbi Berger. Rabbi Yisrael famously said, what's the kavanah we should have in Atipas Talis? When we put on a talis, what kavanah do you have? There's a lot of kavanahs in the talis, a lot of Kabbalistic things going on when one puts on a talis, he's matif himself, and you put it all around yourself, and it's God's light. He said, you know what kavanah you should have? Don't smack the guy with your tzitzis. I mean, I saw yesterday in the Ramban, someone at least three times hit his friend, you know, boom, 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 left, right. Every time, it's, you know, there's no one too close, otherwise you could push it. It's good to wear glasses, Rabos. It's a gula to wear glasses, you don't get hit by someone's tzitzis. You get a big red thing across your head. So that's what Yisrael said. And finally, there was once a known machlokas between the printers of the Shas, as I saw recently. The Vilna Shas, the Shas we have, and I believe it's called the Salavita Shas. That was the other one. I know exactly what the machlokas was, but this was a big machlokas, which shook the whole Jewish world. And Gedolim wrote tshuvas, everybody wrote responsa, everybody weighed in, were they right or were that right? What was Rabbi Yisrael's comment about this? Fascinating comment. He said, you know what? How come no one gets as excited when two aniyim go to a din Torah for 5 shekels? Why is that not important? Two big companies, conglomerates, rich people. That's interesting when they go to Intar. That's important. But to Yisrael, and really from the Mabat, from the look of Beit HaMachavero, every Jew's money is important. Katan Kigado Yishmon. Listen to every Din Torah. We should be writing tshuvas about a 5 shekel deal between me and you. Because that's just as important. That's what Beit HaMachavero is really all about. It's all about the Achdus and the Shivyon and the Shav and the Chashivut. Mamlechas Kohanim B'goy Kaddish. The whole Jewish people are kingdom, are kings. Klayus Sukula Malachim, the Mishnah in Shabbos says. And that was one of the things Rabbi Yisrael taught us. So this idea is all through the Shabbos. Mishpatim, Shkalim, Mevarchim, Rabbi Yisrael's Yartzeit. And of course, the end of the Parsha, we speak about Kabbalah Satara again. And we know that one of the prime things, the absolute necessary factors for Kabbalah Satara was the Achdus. V'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar, kishecha b'levechad, v'yichan nemar, v'lo v'yachanu. Because all Klal Yisrael received the Torah v'yachad. V'yichan, lashon yachid. But I want to show a little bit of a different picture that we see in Kabbalah Satara also. It's interesting sometimes. Some pshat becomes well known, and it eclipses all other pshatim. It eclipses all our other ideas. Bonere, I want to show you how other Mefarshei Pshat deal with the Lashon Yachid of Vayichan. And why say Yisrael and not Bnei Yisrael? Notice, right? Vayichan, Bnei Yisrael. So this is the Ibn Ezra. Why does it say Vayichan Lashon Yachid? A singular Lashon. Ki Roshei Hamatas Vazakenim, the heads of the generation and the old people, Chanu Neged Ahar, Ba'avur Kvodam. Al-Kain Hizkir Vayichan Ki Matim Hayu. There were only a few. Vayichan doesn't mean everybody together. Around the har where there's a Canaan. Vayichan. And that this pasuk, this verse is referring specifically to where the greatest people amongst the Jewish people were standing. And they were standing closest. Vayichan neged ahar. The Yisrael, they were Lashon Yachid, just the old people, and the Zakenim and the Gdolim, they were specially close. Ki l'kifi ma'lasim amdu b'yom matan Torah. Saviv Har Sinai Kasher Farish. Says Ibn Ezra, because the whole Jewish people stood at Lefim Alasim. And Slobodki Yeshiva, here you sit wherever you want, right? Slobodki Yeshiva, the Bachim, the new 500 blah were in the first row, 400 blah the second row, 300 blah the third row. Lefim Alasim. And that's how it was in Kabbalah Satara. A little bit of a different feel. And the Tziv picks up on this theme, and he says, that's Lashon Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. Hodiya Kasav, Shavagat the Koy Yisrael, Yilisham. Everyone was there. Mikomakam Hichkimu. Klal Yisrael was wise in their Seder, the Seder Chaniyasim. Shnimnei Adam Gedoli Hadas, some of Chanu Samach Lahar. The greater people, and that's the Yisrael Shebehem, Vayichon, singularly Yisrael, the higher level people, who that's the name Yisrael, not B'nai Yisrael, not Yaakov, Yisrael, they were closest to the har. So we get a different feel than the Achdus a little bit. And if you see the Ramban, he goes even further with that. There was a separation. Asher b'kirbam, they separated lower level people. It was the Jewish people alone. The Eruv Rav achareyem, and the Eruv Rav was behind them. So interesting if we think about it. On the one hand, Rashi tells us what's Vayichan, Kishecha Balebecha, the famous Pshat. It was all Ba'achdus. But then when we see other Mefarshei Pshat, we get a different picture. It was Daka with Chilik Mekomis and Chilik Madregas. Klai Yisrael was separate. The greater people were closer, in front of the bus. Others were on another level, and the Eruv Rav was really way behind. So it doesn't fit together. It's a steer. What was really happening at Kabbalas HaTorah? So I think, if we're misgoing a little bit, all these pshatim work together beautifully. This is what Achdus B'Klai Yisrael really it is. Unity is not uniformity. Right, and this is where all the dibur, all the very extremely important, beautiful talks we have about Achdus can mix us up. And some people use the talks about Achdus to mix us up. It's democracy. Klai Yisrael is democratic. We don't believe in Malucha. We're one nation that still believes for a Malucha. Kingdoms are down in the whole world. We're waiting for a Malchus. Malchus Shakai, Malchus HaMashiach. We want Malchus. We want separation. We want someone to be above. Yikarehim Mim Chol Chafetzecha Lo Yishuvo. A Talmud Chacham, Mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than a Kohen Gadol. Shenichnas Lifnayin Lifnim. Yekarahi. Torah is more Yakar Torah than Pnimim from the Kohen Gadol that goes inside. Rav Eliashiv needs us for both sides, like we said in the minyan. But we need him more. You got it? We need him for. He needs us for a minyan, but we need him for everything. When we think about Klai Yisrael and Achdus, don't think about a blob. Like a little child squeezing a lot of rugelach together. It's not a blob. You know what it is? It's a body. It's a body. And in a body, there are legs, and there are arms, and there's a stomach, and there's a heart, and there are eyes, and there's a head, and there's a brain. That's the true tzur of Klai Yisrael. Not a blob of Achdus. So hafuch, dafka now, specifically now, in this point of Achdus, of Yichon Shav Yisrael, Keneged Har Kishecha B'Leib Echad, Klai Yisrael was Hichkimu, and they understood that the true Achdus is only with the Chachamim in front. And some things have to be separated and put behind. It's not time for the Eruv Rav to be here. And, not just that they understand that this is something which has to go Bizman HaAchdus. They knew that truly, only in this way, could Achdus be, and continue to be. Because otherwise the right hand's going this way, the left hand goes that way, the left leg goes here, the right leg goes here. That's not Ba'achdus. Everybody pulls and pushes each different way. Only with the Chachamim in the front, the Klai Yisrael accept the Torah as a group in the truth sur of Achdus, something that would hold them for generations with the proper guidance. So both say this is the message of everything coming together this Shabbos, right? Every Yid is Chashiv. And every Yid is necessary. And we're all half a shekel. And any Yid that's lacking or missing, Klai Yisrael's not full. The body's not full. But together with that, we realize that we're all on a bus. And some people in the back of the bus, some people in the middle of the bus, some people in the front of the bus. And we always remember that some people are also driving the bus. Kol Tov.